All right. So today we're going to be in the Old Testament. So our focus verse is going to be Exodus 17, verse 15. And that says, "And Moses built an altar and named it, 'The Lord is my banner.'" Today we're introduced to the Hebrew name. There's two different versions of it. There's Jehovah Nissi or Yahweh Nissi, depending on how you're interpreting it. But it's in the story of the Israelites and Moses while wandering in the wilderness. From the Bible. This is Exodus 17, where Moses was the first one to call upon the Lord Jehovah Nissi. It says, "So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning, but whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven.' Moses built an altar and called it, 'The Lord is my banner.' He said, 'Because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation.'" Now, this is a period of time where the people were complaining about being free from Egypt, which sounds totally counterproductive to what you would think. I would say going on a nice hike for 40 years is probably better than being a slave any day of the book. But I wasn't there, so I don't know the circumstances. But at this point in time, they were complaining because they had no water. So Moses ends up striking a rock with his staff, and water flows from it. And this was a huge moment for the Israelites, because it was a time where even though they had complained and tested God, he still provided for them and showed them that he was among them. When Israel faced the Amalekites in battle at Rephidim, it wasn't with overwhelming force or an experienced army or the best commanders. It was a transient tribe of herdsmen escaping slavery in Egypt and traveling uncertainly to a promised land they hadn't seen in over 400 years. They were trespassers traveling through the lands of fierce fighting peoples. They traveled with women, children, herds, and all of their possessions. The battle was for survival, for hope, and for a future. But they traveled with something else too, something else that no other nation on earth had at that time, and it was a pillar of fire, a cloud of smoke, the very presence of God. The great general, the perfect protector, the Lord was with them. The very name used in scripture is Jehovah Nissi, "The Lord is my banner." Moses experienced both physical and spiritual victory with the Lord's banner waving over the battle. As the armies lined up to do battle, the men of Israel, under the command of a freshly appointed general named Joshua, could have looked up to a nearby peak and seen three figures: Moses, Aaron, and Hur. Excuse me. Standing there overlooking the battle. When the first battle cry sounded as the foes engaged, none of the combatants had time to look, but Moses, the middle of the three figures, raised his hands over the battle, and when he did, Israel began to take the upper hand. But when Moses began to tire, he sagged and dropped his arms as the opposing army began to rally. Aaron and Hur realized that was happening and stepped to Moses' side. They dragged a small boulder close to him for him to sit on, and each took an arm and raised them over the battle. As they did this, the Israelites' fighters rallied to Joshua, found new strength, and the Amalekites felt new fear. So this is interesting, because you got to think, Moses is a pretty old guy at this time. So I don't know how many of you have ever tried to like raise your hands for an extended period of time, but it gets tiring. When you're in class and you have a question, does it get kind of tiring? You got to switch your hands and you got to do all this different stuff, right? You know, so it's one of those things where it gets really tiring. So he's got both hands outstretched, and battles last for hours and hours and hours. Like, they are, especially at this time, this was a hard fought battle. So Moses is doing his spiritual warfare while the people are doing physical warfare. But the question arises, though, what does it mean for God to be our banner? So when Moses names the altar Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner, we know it is significant. And we know it's for remembrance and what else it is. But what else is it? Sorry about that. And what does it mean for God to be our banner today? So consider how banners are used, and it will begin to reveal some of what this title means. So one of the big things that banners are used for is it banners are raised to celebrate and to honor. So they hang from rafters of arenas honoring championships. So you notice them, or in case of the San Jose Sharks, you notice the absence of them in your arena. I remember becoming the league champs in water polo and getting our year added to our championship banner at my high school for everyone to see. So the whole year we lost one game, and I'm going to add that it was because of a really bad call by a ref. We should have won that game. So it's the ref's fault that we didn't have a perfect season. Not our own fault. We were awesome. The ref sucked. But this was proof that all of our hard work, proof of all of our hard work, and it stays there for generations to come. I can still go back to my old high school and see 2011 as one of the water polo championships. I don't know if they've won any championships since then, but I know in 2011, my team and I were able to win that championship, and we were super stoked on it and super proud of it. Banners are also raised to honor soldiers returning from war, so they adorn public places to celebrate occasions or people who deserve honor. Banners are to remember and commemorate, so towns all over America raise banners on certain holidays every year to commemorate something dear to them. Whether it be a patron or a product, a hero, a tradition, or a holy day. So banners are labels and signets, and they announce the names and images which people can recognize from a great distance. So this shows the location and the identity of a business or event so people can navigate to it. Think of it. When you guys are selling like Snurfers at like the farmer's market and stuff like that, you guys have like a Snurfer banner and stuff like that. It shows people what to expect and what's going to be there. So it's just a thing for people to understand what's going on. So as you consider all of this, you may see how God is the banner Jehovah Nissi of all who believe, all who are his followers, and all who trust him with the same faith that Moses, Aaron, Hur, and Joshua trusted. So a banner is also something that goes into battle with you and shows you whose side you're on. So just kind of bringing in a little bit of pop culture here. One of my favorite movies is The Last Samurai, starring Tom Cruise. I absolutely love that movie. If you haven't seen it and you're okay with violence, go ahead and watch it. If you don't have it, I'll let you borrow it. Or if you have seen it and want to do it, I'll still let you borrow it. It's great. I love it. But at one point in the movie, Tom Cruise is fighting a losing battle and is surrounded by samurai. So Tom Cruise plays an American, I believe he's a captain, who fought during some of the American battles against the Native Americans. And he's moved over into Japan to help Japan's forces start to learn, quote-unquote, modern techniques in fighting. So this is a period where the shogun are still running things and they're still samurai, but the samurai is starting to die out. So he goes into battles with the Japanese forces led by some American commanders and captains to fight samurai, and they are just obliterated. But as he's fighting, it's just him, and he gets surrounded by a bunch of samurai, and he picks up this banner, and he's waving it around because it's got a spear tip at the end of it, and he's using this banner as his last hope to try and fend off the things. But the leader of the samurai has a vision because of what's on the banner and spares the life of Tom Cruise. He ends up collapsing and coming into their camp and being rehabilitated and starting to learn Japanese ancient tradition through that. So really good movie. Highly recommend it. But I think that this is a great reminder that God is with us no matter the odds and no matter what, and fights alongside us and protects us. So when Moses built the altar and called it "The Lord is my banner," he was creating a place of remembrance, a celebration of victory, and an expression of thanks. He was making a declaration, one that any follower of Jesus can share in today. The Lord is my banner, and we are the Lord's. So it was a declaration not just of who God is and what he has done, but of who we're, who we are as his people. I should have put an apostrophe in there, and I did not. So this week, as you're in prayer, remember that you are under the banner of the Lord, and so be bold and go forth in whatever you're doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Bold. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.